It was an auspicious evening. The sun was counting his time to say goodnight. Birds humming had soothing effect. The devotees were moving here and there, practiced chanting in a louder voice. Shanti, a typical South Indian girl wearing traditional sari, accustomed to all ritual, began lighting all lamp in the temple and thinking of remorse for what had been done. She admitted being noticed intermittently. Her husband, Rajesh, experienced in information technology, interested in own business, observed his father-in-law helping for his proposed business. They have one son named Abhinav, whose cuteness is inexplicable. On returning to home, she realized being followed, which led her into unrealistic fear. A man with unshaved face might look a middle-aged man trying to talk to her has insulted her lot. Having reached home, she could feel uncontrollable heart beating. What could be our dinner? Was his question, as if he was in ravenous hunger. She laughed at him and replied, "Rice with mushroom curry." Reaching to kitchen and setting all to reheat the food, she managed her stress by involving herself in cooking. While opening the window, she could recognize the same man standing at the corner of the street and inquired into somebody. Her heartbeat reached to summit. All family members were anxiously waiting for the food, which was being reheated with excruciating question about who could be the guy who was following me. Her immense tension has forced her to discuss with her husband. Should not let him become restless. Neatly arranged dining table with lots of dinner set in the same color draw attention whoever comes into the house. Her son making noise by vessels indicates he was in need of food, which made her realize into normal position. Reminiscing in her past life, she was deeply evoking her college life and other moments of her life. Nothing could lead to her any kind of answer. Being in solitude killed her lot. It would be better to reveal your difficulty as your face reflected you were facing terrible issue. He asked with lots of care. Her usual smile disguised in her worries. Arranging all the places and preparing food for both would have been the major work for her. He was busy with arranging files and getting ready to go to his office. Her son was yawning and literally demanding for his breakfast. She checked the place where the school van used to pick up, but she saw the same guy with more anxiety. Determined to ask several questions to him, she started walking to the place. Sister, stranger called her and started saying that he lost his family recently owing to unexpected accident. One of my friends working in fertility center shared the information before his resignation, but that you had been visiting there in order to make yourself as designated mother. She was losing her consciousness on hearing those words. Becoming normalized, she asked what would be your expectation. I wanted to see my son and offer the following toys. Having tried to show a paper, he cried off and said, my days were counted, sister, as my chemo may end my life. Shivering in a stressful way, she could reply that I would call police rather than calling my husband. She felt as he was left in lurch, tormented, mentally stigmatized. My innocent husband was not aware of what I had done to become mother. Circumstances put her in deep silence. She was thinking of how I would overcome this issue. She realized calling the police could not have been the right choice. She was internally facing her uncontrollable pressure. Life has different direction, which makes you feel either happier or depressed. But nothing is permanent. It's always a cycling process. Bhagavad Gita words, which were remembered always. I behaved as if my life became ended. Was not I a trustworthy wife? Was not I a fertile mother? Was I deceiving everyone as a honest woman, acting that I'd be a role model to all girls? I used to be rigid since my family life has been successfully identified, but now everything is gone. I wanted to conclude this issue by either making complaints to police or arranging local boys to injure him deeply. As I heard my husband's car's horn, I was anxiously waiting to open my house gate. Shocked to see my husband, I was observing the same man with my husband. On entering to the house, he looked at him, continued saying that I would admit him in our house, who would deserve to stay here as long as he wishes. Knowing the fact, I became so respectful to him, he added. Stranger opened his bag, offered the toys to the boy. His undeniable happiness was identified. Goddess can be felt when you make someone happier than visiting to temples, her husband said. I would have been the happiest man if I had been informed the truth. Felt sad as my wife presumed wrongly. His tears came out. On interacting with the stranger in the absence of her husband, she asked, "How could I call you?" "You could not be called as brother, even friend too," she cried. The night prolonged for all. There was one soul who couldn't comprehend anything happened in the house. On opening the stranger room next day, they found him dead. No one was in their house cried for him. The small boy was playing continuously with the toys. Father love is inexplicable but implied. Thank you.